Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble, Mr. Gracious, at your service. I tell you what, we have fun around here. I don't know if anything else happens around here, but we try to have fun. And we're glad you're joining us, and we hope you like fun. If you don't like fun, don't hang around here. To go to another channel, go listen to PBS or something. But we have fun here, and we try to talk about some important things, too. And we do that. One of the times that we do that is whenever we have our good buddy Ken Grumbach back on the show. Ken is the resident demographer of our Brain Trust. And he's the author of Common Census and the brand new, very important book on this topic, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. Ken Grumbach, welcome back to the show.
My pleasure, my friend. Now, that intro was not exactly complimentary. Do your people do that to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, this is what I get around here. Well, but, you know, I did have to get a bigger mantle. And then all of a sudden they said, well, you know, don't we need to widen the doors here or something? Anyway, it's good to have you back,
well,
Ken.
Listen, congratulations that you're finally getting recognized for your efforts.
Finally, right? After all these years, right?
Well, you know... And I have to tell you, too, from a demographic standpoint, your time has come.
Yeah?
Well, what's going to happen, what we're seeing anyway, I mean, a lot of different things are happening relative to the world's demography, but in the United States, we're about to see a resurgence in small business. So you're going to have a bigger audience.
Well, I think so, too. And small business, let me put it this way. I think all things small have a very important future. All things small. I think small banks are going to have an important part of the future.
Oh, I could talk about that.
I've been talking. You know how long I've been talking about that? For 20 years.
Really?
I've been talking about small banks and heavily, and I've been talking about it on the show for 12 years. I've been predicting. And getting people to focus on small banks, and I've got a long and wide track record with this. It's in a digital record of that. But and I'll tell you something else, Ken. When you and I first met each other in '98, that was the year I started predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And that's what you're talking about right now.
Well, I have to tell you, then there's absolutely no question. You know, back in the '70s, when you and I were, you know, getting out of college, am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm
early '70s.
Not allowed to say that on the air.
Early '70s.
Protect your big head.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's right.
we faced enormous unemployment. So many, many millions, literally, of boomers went into business for themselves out of necessity.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And big banks.
But it's not. But see. But the thing is, though, Ken, it's not just the necessity. Small is more desirable, and it's not more desirable as a reaction to what happened in the last 2 years. Small is more desirable for the way human beings are behaving and wanting to behave in the future. Human beings are going to live more and they're going to move around and communicate and connect with people more in smaller communities than they are going to be, one of 300 million. We're going to think of ourselves more in communities than being just a citizen of America or whatever country.
I agree. And the and small financial institutions, including credit unions, are playing right
absolutely
into that.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to be speaking the Michigan Credit Union League next month in Detroit. And, you think about Michigan having their economy is number 50 out of 50.
Right.
But I'm bringing them good news. And I think that's part of the reason they're having me back. small banks, small banks and credit unions are positioned perfectly for this resurgence of small business, because if you're a small business, the dead last place you want to go is to a big bank that doesn't have a clue as to who you are.
And see, Ken, I was telling small businesses this 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 8, 10, 12 years ago. I was telling them exactly what you just said before it happened, and now we've got all these small businesses who were with those big banks, and they can't even get their phone calls returned, or if they hear from them, they're calling their loans and for no reason, even though the loan is current. But I was warning people about this for a long time, and of all the advice I've ever given small business, that was the most prophetic. Quick break, Ken. We're going to be right back after these messages with Ken Grombach. It's 20 till the hour. We're going to talk some more about this. And one of the things I want to talk about are the millennials. I want to see what Ken has to say about those guys. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Ken Grombach is our guest, our good friend, original member of our Brain Trust, folks, all the way back to February of 98. That makes him an original member of the Brain Trust. And he's the author of The Age Curve, which is his new book. He's our demographer in the Brain Trust. Ken, we were talking about the future of small business, the future, and the future of those entities and those elements that are around small businesses and around small things. And do you agree with me that small is the future, not bigger? I mean, you know, in the 20th century, everybody wanted to get bigger. Everything, you know, bigger was better. We always talked about that. You know, if Chevrolet came out with a fin on their car, Ford made a car with a bigger fin, you know, or whatever back in the day.
Yep.
But in the 21st century, I think, you know, the more we know about nanotechnology, that's small technology, tiny technology. I think that's affecting a lot of things, don't you?
Absolutely. And what you're going to see, Jim, is you're going to see a return of small business for all of the right reasons. And small business is the strength of any economy. It's certainly the strength of our economy. The dead last thing you want is too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, my friend, but I mean, when I hear what's going on or what went on with Goldman Sachs, doesn't that make you sick?
Yes, it does.
I mean, it gives me, and I, you know, there's more to that.
And you know what? I don't care if those guys make $1 zillion. I don't care if they lose $1 zillion. But when they do things that become systemic risk for all the rest of us, that's when it makes me mad.
Yeah, well, without being an economist, you don't have to look too hard at that to realize that, from a very real standpoint, they brought down the economy.
Well, they sure did. They created the recession. But now there were plenty of unindicted co-conspirators in that, and some of them were on Main Street.
Well,
if you bought a house you knew you couldn't afford, you were an unindicted co-conspirator in that.
Yeah,
if you helped somebody do that, if you were a realtor or a mortgage broker and you helped somebody do that when you knew they couldn't afford it, you're an unindicted co-conspirator.
I believe that's correct, but I believe at the highest levels, this was planned.
The Washington was implicit in this. I mean, complicit in this. Washington D.C. with some of their policies helped create some of this stuff. But back, let's come back to the small things. Ken, technology is giving power to smaller things. It's giving power to small business. Technology is giving power to the individual, and consequently. And this now I'm getting back into your world. People can do their work and live anywhere they want to live. More and more, aren't they?
That's exactly right. I mean, I have a home office, and I operate from my home office. And my business is an email based business, and the email technology. You know, email even sounds kind of like it's an anachronism now.
Sounds ancient now, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it? But no, because there are so many businesses live and die by email. My business is a web-based business, email-based business, I am a one-man show, and on the web, I can look as big as General Motors.
Well, I have, you know, I have a regular office like anybody else. I have employees, but my business, I mean, I take it on the road. When I go on the road for one day or 7 days, I continue to operate as if I were in my office. It's just that I open up my laptop on a different desk.
Exactly.
And because I can connect to my network and connect to my office and to my customers, et cetera, it gives me that ability. And my point is, all of that is giving more power to smaller increments of working units. And if you can do that, then you can disperse those in other places. And so we're going to be hiring more people who are not necessarily under our roof. We're going to be contracted with people who are not in our own hometown. Maybe they're around the world, and all that's is smalling down the marketplace, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, it's a case in point. I'm co-authoring a new book. It's already at the publisher, and I'm co-authoring with a person by the name of Bonnie Hageman, who lives out west, and I met her once. And
yeah.
Yet we interact every day.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and we're thousands of miles apart.
Well, look how many years you and I've been collaborating, over 12. We've never met face-to-face.
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure if you're real.
I know. Well, I'm behind the curtain here, pulling the switches. but seriously, the thing that people should be taking from what we're talking about is if you're a small business owner, you need to recognize that you're coming into an age where you are going to be seen in higher regard. Your contribution, which is already huge in the aggregate, is going to become more significant. And Ken, if we can just somehow get ourselves organized, we can have a big impact on public policy.
Absolutely.
Which we need to do, because Ken, I believe what's good for small business is good for the world.
Well, you have, from my perspective, you have no idea how true that statement is.
Yeah. And so let me tell you something else. I've asked this question for 10 years. Why isn't small business seen as a demographic? See, I've been proposing the small business as a demographic all and unto itself.
Well, it is. I'm not sure what you mean.
All right. I'll explain that after the break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. Can you give us your website, please?
Okay, www.kgcdirect.com.
Where do they find your book?
They find it on Amazon.
Amazon, The Age Curve is the name of the book, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to explain to Ken what I mean when I say small business should be a demographic, like a generation. Stay with us. Little Jimi Hendrix bring us back to 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And follow me on Twitter, at Jim Blassingame. Ken Grombach is our guest. The book is called The Age Curve, available wherever books are sold. And Ken, quickly, one more time on your website.
KGCDirect.com.
KGCDirect.com. Ken, I was talking about, when we went to the break, I was posing the idea of small business as a demographic. And, you know, demographics, to me, are a group of people who behave in a like manner because of their social, economic status, their age group, whatever. But they tend to be somewhat predictable.
Yes.
Is that a pretty good elementary way to say that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why aren't small businesses considered the same way? That makes sense to you, it makes sense to me, but I think the average person, certainly politicians they invoke the name small business, but I don't think they regard us as a group the way that they should. And the reason is, I think, is because we're not that organized.
And I think you're absolutely correct.
We should be behaving the way small businesses, you would think small businesses do, but we don't always do that. Go ahead.
And that's why big business seems to have the political clout, small business does not. And that doesn't make any sense, because small business is actually bigger than big business.
It is. It's a lot. Small Business USA, as I say in some of my speeches, Ken, if you do the math, and I've done it, Small Business USA is the largest economy on planet Earth.
Exactly. And it's going to even get bigger. For the last 20 years, it's managed to get smaller, but it's going to get bigger. And its strength is going to get bigger. And as you pointed out, technology is going to afford it the mouthpiece and the power necessary to shape policy. It has to.
Yep.
Has to. And with small business too. One of the biggest attributes of small business is some of it can fail, and that's okay because it doesn't take the rest of it down.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There's no small business failure puts any other wide group at risk. They put their creditors at risk, obviously.
Yes.
And maybe their customers. It inconveniences their customers. And whoever's holding their receivables, or their payables, I should say, then puts them at risk. But basically, the marketplace is agnostic to their existence, let alone their success or failure.
That's correct. But we need more of them, and we need them to hire the Generation Y upcoming, the millennials under 25 years old right now, born currently 6 years old to 25 years old. Huge generation, according to Pew Research, is facing 50% unemployment coming out of college, which means that the small business is going to become not so much an option as a mandate if they want to eat.
Well, yeah, there won't be. You're exactly right. And it'll be interesting. Now, the interesting thing about that group as they enter the marketplace as small business owners is they will have a lot of growing up to do. Because one thing about small business, everybody who shows up doesn't get a trophy in small business.
No, about 1 in 10 does.
And this is the concern that I have, is that we're not raising that generation to deal with the abrupt agnostic realities of how the marketplace is going to treat them.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, Jim, necessity is the mother of invention.
I agree.
Yeah, don't worry about that. These kids.
But that's because, back to what I said, they will get a lesson.
Oh, lesson.
And they'll have to learn that lesson.
Well, forget about the entitled part of their personality, because that's going to go away so fast.
Real quick.
Oh yeah, it's these kids are so cyber, they're so tuned in that they're going to use technology beyond anything that we ever did.
They're going to take, and see, now you're coming back to the community thing. See, they're the ones who are going to put communities on steroids.
Right.
Because they collaborate more than any other generation.
Well, look at Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah, look at Twitter.
Yep.
Is it possible, Ken,
that in 10 years we could have two marketplaces, two people, the Y generation operating in their own marketplace almost?
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because right now Madison Avenue has not figured them out. We can't figure out how to...
Well, Madison Avenue is history, Ken, in my opinion.
Well, it is, because media is history.
Right. Well,
media as we know it.
The 20th century stuff. That's what I'm getting at. And Madison Avenue doesn't know that yet, by the way.
I wonder if they do or don't.
Well, no, they're scared. They just don't know why they're scared. Hey, Ken.
That's so true.
Thanks for being here. The Age Curve by Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.